From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project. Live from NPR Studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, New York City, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, News, Information, and Allison Stewart.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's me.
You're a big part of this thing. I'm Bill Wolf.
And I am Allison Stewart. I am the host of this show, and Bill Wolf is the co-host of my life.
I've been elevated to co-host of your life.
It is Friday.
Who's expected to appear in your life?
It's Friday, February 1st, 2008. That means he's my husband. Thank you for sitting in, by the way. I know you have a day job over there in the news department of MSNBC. It's a busy time of the year. Politics, just we talk about it all the time
all
at work.
I think it has supplanted American Idol. That's all I can say.
That's saying something, and I know how much you love American Idol.
Yes, I do.
And I know you like to read all the different political blogs, and you found a great story yesterday you told in our morning meeting.
Well, I read it on one of the blogs. It was
Washington Post, I think it was.
Could have been. I picked it up somewhere else. There's the current contest is for the swing vote in the Latino community.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big endorsers would be Bill Richardson.
Sure.
And the story goes that Barack Obama, in one of the early debates, is next to Bill Richardson, and Richardson tells a story. They ask him a question. He answers it. He finishes. And then he decides he's not going to listen to the next question, which goes across the stage to Christopher Dodd, I believe. And he's not listening. He doesn't listen to a word Chris Dodd has to say. He's thinking about something else. Who knows what? The next thing he knows, the moderator says, "Governor Richardson, what do you think about that?" Well, he doesn't have any idea what to think about that because he doesn't know what that is. And he's thinking, what am I going to say? Am I going to say I wasn't listening? I can't do that. And he turns to Obama with a look of panic in his face. And Barack Obama whispers, "Katrina, Katrina." And he goes on and gives his pat answer about Katrina. But he respected and appreciated Barack Obama bailing him out of trouble. So as we look toward who Bill Richardson, one of the leading Latino politicians in the country, will endorse, remember that story.
And it brought us to the idea of maybe we should take a look at courting the Latino vote as we head towards Super Duper Tuesday. Many of those states have big Latino populations, so we'll dive into that in just a little bit.
And we will dive into football. Will Leach, one of the great bloggers in all of sports from Deadspin.com, is in Arizona, site of the Super Bowl. He could go to the game, but he's going to a sports bar instead. We got to get to the bottom of that with Will Leach.
We'll also take a look at what movie might be worth your money this weekend. Daniel Holloway, our movie guy, says you might want to stay home and watch the Super Bowl, but he will give us a guide nonetheless. We'll also talk to Rachel Martin with today's headlines in just a moment. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
A red carpet turned blue. The Sword of Stars packed the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles. That's the site of the Oscars. Last night, it was the site of the CNN-Politico.com Democratic debate. George Costanza was there. Quentin Tarantino was there. Alfre Woodard was there. Gary Shandling is apparently still alive. Looking okay. Pierce Brosnan, not an American, but there. Fran Drescher didn't speak that I could hear. That was a relief. Lou Gossett Jr. was there. Lou Gossett Jr. was there, Allison.
I was distracted by Diane Keaton's gigantic hat.
Yeah.
Anyway, huge crowds assembled outside the theater. I mean, it was circus-like. There were signs, chanting, people hoping to catch a glimpse of a candidate.
Ron Paul supporters.
CNN broadcast the arrivals of Obama and Hillary climbing out of their black SUVs. All that was missing was Ryan Seacrest. However, inside the event, the atmosphere was quite subdued for the first head-to-head matchup between the Democratic candidates Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
And, of course, the night before last night was the Republican debate in which Mitt Romney and John McCain went after each other. So a lot of people expected that Hillary and Barack would have the same sort of fierce intensity as they are the last one standing in the Democratic race. But the theme of the night seemed to be congeniality, or at least delicately veiled criticism. Obama, as usual, stuck to his theme of change.
I don't think the choice is between black and white, or it's about gender or religion. I don't think it's about young or old. I think what is at stake right now is whether we are looking backwards or we were looking forwards. I think it is the past versus the future.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Senator Clinton stuck to her experience thing.
It is imperative that we have a president, starting on day one, who can begin to solve our problems, tackle these challenges, and seize the opportunities that I think await.
And even though the economy has surged forward as the most pressing issue to most voters, at least that's what the polls say, The theme of the Iraq War was a focal point last night. We'll pick it up where Hillary Clinton defends once again her vote on the war.
I think I made a reasoned judgment. Unfortunately, the person who actually got to execute the policy did not.
Senator?
In Obama's response, he took a hard swing at the experience ready on day one mantra of Senator Clinton.
Senator Clinton, I think fairly, has claimed that she's got the experience on day one. And part of the argument that I'm making in this campaign is that it is important to be right on day one. And the judgment that I've presented...
Well, all the actors assembled to watch the Democrats weren't the only actors getting political last night. Another celebrity in California also had a big announcement yesterday. Can we cue that tape, please?
It's not a tumor.
Sorry, control room. Not that Schwarzenegger tape. We'll just tell you, because I don't know that we have the tape, that yesterday, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger followed Rudy Giuliani by endorsing the current supposed frontrunner in the Republican Party, John McCain. And that is the Bryant Park Project's big story. Now, here is Rachel Martin with even more news.